This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
This is On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Finally, this is Healthy Talk Radio. Diagnosis Hope Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us and being a part of the program. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then make an appointment with me right now by going 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a free call anywhere in North America. Phone lines are open this hour. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. You can always send me an email. So you can go to twitter.com. We're now doing tweets. Sometimes the lines get full, and there are different ways for you to contact us and ask us questions about your health. One came in now. Henry from Flint, Michigan, he writes this. He says, Dr. Ace, I've recently been diagnosed with high blood pressure. How can I get it back to a normal level? Well, when you're dealing with high blood pressure, Henry, here's the deal. It comes down to several things. Now, there's some genetic factors, of course, but most of it are lifestyle-related. Now, lifestyle-related health challenges, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, things of that nature, fairly simple to work with, but you have to make some radical lifestyle changes that need to be followed. Here's a couple things to do. Now, first, you want to change the way you eat. When you're dealing with high blood pressure, the lifestyle choices you have around eating are going to be a real big issue. So the anti-inflammatory diet is usually what we recommend and what we suggest for issue, or for most issues, really, because it all starts in the digestive tract. That's where every condition begins. Of course, there's some genetic involvement. However, if you can get inflammation out of the body, it's one of the best things you can do for optimal health. So here's kind of the plan for that. You want to do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and things of that nature. That will help lay a good foundation. When blood pressure, there's several amino acids that will make a huge impact. Rather than having to take the standard blood pressure medications, you can look to some alternatives that can help regulate your blood pressure, and they're very, very simple to follow, but you'll want to check with your physician if you're currently on medication, because you can't do them at the same time, that's for sure. Here's the layout for you. L-arginine and L-citrulline, both of these help regulate blood flow within the body. They relax blood vessels so that pressure can be relieved in the body and go down. You want to do about 500 milligrams three times a day of both of those. Makes a big impact. Also, NADH. NADH is an activated version of vitamin B3, which is niacin. Now, here's what it means to have an activated version of any vitamin. What happens is when a vitamin goes into the body, typically it goes through a two-step process going through the liver to be broken down and to be able to be utilized. Then when you're doing an activated version, so for example, vitamin B3 in the version of NADH, when you take NADH, it goes in and it's absorbed instantly into the body and then able to be utilized. That's why it works so effectively. And with heart-related issues, we found that NADH is unbelievable for the effects that it has on high blood pressure, and also potassium iodide. Now, all of these are very effective. However, of course, you know, we hear about exercise and how good things those are for high blood pressure. However, when you're dealing with high blood pressure, one of the best exercises that you can do is jumping on a mini trampoline, rebounding, as they call it. And very inexpensive. You can go to, you know, pretty much Dick's Sporting Goods. You go to Walmart, Target, any of these places, and pick up a rebounder. You can even go to urbanrebounder.com. It's a really great place to pick up one. Again, they're about $100, so that will help out tremendously. But all of those things will help in blood pressure related issues. So you're dealing with L-arginine, L-citrulline, NADH, and also potassium iodide. You want to make sure you start an anti-inflammatory diet and then also jumping up and down on the rebounder or a mini trampoline. All of those will do great things, Henry, especially when you're dealing with high blood pressure, something we see all the time. You're listening on call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Jason. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hey, doctor. How are you?
I'm living well, man. What's up?
Good. Hey, I basically have been plagued probably since about 2 years ago. My digestive system, it seemed like I was basically coming down with excessive gas, mainly flatulence. And I've tried everything. I've done my homework. I started taking the acidophilus. I started taking enzymes. Basically kind of watched my diet, realizing the effect that I could have been lactose intolerant. That wasn't the case.
Sure.
And, you know, I kind of watched my diet. I exercise regularly. And I'm just kind of stumped. I went to one doctor, and he actually referred me to WebMD. So from all my investigation, I'm like at wit's end, and it's gotten mildly better, but it's just like after a while, I mean, I feel stumped. It's like, okay, I go to the doctor and I'm getting nowhere fast. So I don't know if you had any advice or anything that maybe if it could be complicated as something else. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, there's a couple things we want to look at. So you talk about gas and bloating and things of that nature. Tell me when it's the worst. When you eat, after you eat, an hour before, after. I mean, tell me a little bit more in detail.
It happens more or less probably within 15 to 20 minutes after eating. I know certain things do trigger it, and it's odd things. Like I know with watermelon, I can't really pinpoint anything in particular. I thought it might have been, you know, I tried like some of the gluten-free.
Sure.
That doesn't really do anything. I mean, it's like fickle. Some days it bothers me, and other days it doesn't. So I try to keep a regular diet of, you know, I eat a lot of chicken and rice and stuff like that, and that doesn't seem to affect me at all. But every so often, if I stray, I don't know. I really can't pinpoint it. But when I start going to the bouts, it's just debilitating.
Yeah, that's a real challenge. But, you know, even still, typically there's kind of patterns in the way the body works. When you eat a meal, if it's about 15 to 20 minutes right after a meal and you start getting discomfort, that usually means that you don't have enough pancreatic enzymes to break down the food that you're eating. Because remember, the foods that we eat really are enzyme deficient. I mean, our soil and things that, you know, even the crops and the way that farmers are doing it now, and our soil is just so depleted. We, no matter how organic it is, by the way, we just don't have the enzymes in our foods to be able to break down, process, and be able to digest our foods well. And so the gas and the bloating and the stomach pains and the discomfort are becoming more rampant. I mean, we see that clinically all the time, and we're finding that even, you know, some gastroenterologist friends of mine are seeing that, you know, in their clinical practice often. So it's one of those deals.
I've seen more and more, or actually heard more and more cases of people with digestive problems, and I just think it's kind of peculiar, the fact that this is all happening. I mean, obviously it's got to be in the food. I mean, I had done a research before, and of course we know most people are aware of the dangers of like aspartame and things of that nature, and I've tried to stay away from that. Maybe I've never started thinking, could it have been any of the things I've eaten that caused it? I'm not sure,
it,
you know?
It could be. But I tell you what, let's finish up. We'll come out of this commercial break. We'll talk about digestive issues. And I think I've got some answers for why you're having the discomfort that you've been having. And we'll talk about that when we come out of this commercial break. Hang tight. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 1-800-283-7272 and get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Going into the break, we're talking with Jason. Jason's been dealing with some digestive issues. Now, Jason, you're telling me that after you eat about 15 minutes, that's when the discomfort, gas,
Right.
Sure. And they pretty much referred you to WebMD. Now, what do they tell you, though? I guess it's your family practitioner, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just basically he said, well, if I wanted to, I could see you a gastrologist. But, to me, sometimes it feels like I would just end up going through a lot of tests for nothing. It just seems like they've kind of empty answers.
Yeah. And that usually is the case, unless there's something more serious going on. But I think there's some things you can probably rule out on your own. I can help you do that. One thing is when you start getting discomfort about 15 to 20 minutes after a meal, typically it means your pancreatic enzymes, like I was talking about before, they're not activating. And a lot of times we don't get the enzymes in foods that we need to make the body work effectively. So one of the best things to do is to just get some enzymes, digestive enzymes. You can pick those up at any health food store and begin taking them with your meals. Take about 3 to 4 with your meals to test it out. And here's another test too. Now, typically for this one, it's about an hour and a half after a meal that this kind of gas and bloating and discomfort would kick in. But that would be more for hydrochloric acid. And when HCl is low in the body, and that happens in the small intestine, when it's low, it causes a lot of gas and bloating, and it doesn't allow the body to break down the proteins as well as it needs to. So that's something else you can look into, and you kind of can play around with both of those. Of course, they're very easy on your stomach. Then nothing's going to cause any discomfort or pain or anything like that, so you'll be okay. But if you notice with either one of those that the discomfort goes away and you digest your meal with no problem, then that's going to be a huge success. And then you'll know what the issue was. Now, the other thing with digestive-related issues, do you have any food allergies that you know of? I mean, are you eating wheat products? I know you said you tried gluten-free, but are you eating regular breads and pastas and things on a normal basis, or is that something you tend to avoid?
I do. It's not like all the time. I mean, certain pasta and stuff like that, it doesn't bother me. And like I said, I kind of my alternative is I eat potato bread now, and that doesn't seem to affect me none. But I guess my major concern, because I know, by taking some of this stuff, the enzymes seem to help, and that's why I'm starting to think more towards that. Maybe that's what could be the problem. But is this something that, if this is be the case, would this have to be something that I would have to live for the rest of my life? Or
no, typically not. Well, this is what I tell people. When you're looking at digestive enzymes, probiotics, cod liver oil, and a multivitamin, which is a good whole food multivitamin, those are the foundational four supplements. Those are the four things that you don't get in your food supply anymore. We just don't. So knowing that we don't get that much in our food supply, then, those are four things that I would encourage you to take the rest of your life because they're things that your body needs. Now, will you need digestive enzymes? Like if you miss a meal at dinner, are you going to be miserable? Not really. After you've been on digestive enzymes for about a month, your body can kind of regulate and it'll begin working a little bit better on its own. So if you miss from time to time, it's no big deal, but digestive enzymes just tend to be really good support for your overall digestive tract. So that's kind of the mindset with it. But I would give that a shot, Jason. Give both of those a shot. Let me know. Give me a call next week here on the show, and we'll go from there. Those you can pick up at your health food store, your local health food store. They're very inexpensive. That's going to be a pretty easy thing to take care of. And, I'm sorry I got referred to WebMD, although it's a great site. All right, thanks for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're listening On Call. Let's go to Martha. Hi, Martha. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
I have a son. He's got immune deficiency. He's 49 years old, and his heels are hurting him terribly. And in his above his belt, in the center, over to the left a little, where his stomach area is.
Okay, so it's above his belt line, to the right or
he's
to the left?
About an inch above his navel.
An inch above his navel, and there's constant pain?
No, just sometimes, and he gets sick at his stomach.
Okay. Well, now, when he gets sick to his stomach, though, is that something that happens on a regular basis after a meal, or is it something that happens every now and then, and has he been to the doctor for that?
No, he hasn't. Sometimes he'll be sick for several days at a time.
All right, there's a little valve that's right above the navel. You said up and on the right-hand side, correct? Right above the navel on the belt line?
Towards the left side.
The left side, okay. On the left side, you've got a couple things that it could be. And a lot of times it could be the juncture between the small intestine and the large intestine. There could be some issues. It could be diverticulitis. That's very common. So if he's having discomfort and it comes and goes, whether it's related to a meal or not, then I would actually go to your primary care physician. They may want to look at a gastroenterologist. The first thing you'll want to do to eliminate any possibility of diverticulitis is pull him off of any nuts or any heavy amount of fats. So almonds, walnuts, cashews, peanuts, all those sorts of things, even avocados, although those are good things for him, except peanuts, you want to pull him off the fats for right now, because sometimes if you're dealing with diverticulitis, which is an inflammatory condition in the body, then it could be causing it to flare up. And that's something that we would want to eliminate first, to kind of rule things out. That's the first thing that they're going to have you do. So it might just be good for you to do that with him for about a week or so, see how he feels. But I still would go in and see them and check in and see how, you know, see that, let them run some tests and things to figure some things out. But it's inflammation is what it sounds like in his digestive tract. And the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book will be a great starting point for him, too. And it'll be a good reference point of the kinds of foods that he can eat that can help reduce the pain in that area, Martha. Thanks for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call, Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. You can help me online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. A news article come out talking about ginkgo biloba and radiation damage, showing a science study in Science Daily. It says, according to a new study published in the International Journal of Low Radiation, this antioxidant called ginkgo biloba extract, some of the leaves they're finding, protects the cells from radiation damage, which is great because radiation actually comes from so many things. You think x-rays has radiation, and we think about diagnostic tests, but there's things that we have every single day, like what you keep in your pocket or your purse called your cell phone, puts out enough radiation every single day, actually on a regular basis, they're finding, to do a little bit of damage. So just by taking ginkgo biloba, we're finding that it protects our cells from damage. Another thing that is very beneficial for keeping radiation away from us, and by the way, you get it from the lights in your office, you'll get it just from driving in your car, the computer screen that we sit in front of, all of these things emit radiation type rays. that do affect the cells of the body. And it's good that we do different things to make sure we protect ourselves. Now, you can always get a small little magnet. They have plenty of those. You can get these at health food stores. Keeping them on your body can help protect against the smallest and the largest of radiation or radioactive waves that can go against the body. And we think this stuff sounds like hocus pocus, but it's really not. It pulls energy out of the body. It actually lowers our energy levels, and it causes damage to our cells every day. Now, the good news is that our body is regenerating every single day, and each day, you know, old cells die off and new cells form, and we can, you know, regenerate and recover. However, when you're looking at energy levels and long-term in the way that you feel, it's important to be able to protect yourself. They're finding that ginkgo biloba, which you can pick up at any health food store, about 50 to 100 milligrams a day, helps protect against the oxidizing effects of any type of radiation. All right, great story that just came out on ginkgo biloba. I'm a big fan of that. It's been around for a very, very long time. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Good evening, Dr. Asa. I suffer from high blood pressure.
Okay.
And I was told it's not high blood pressure, it's hypertension.
Sure.
I'm on medication right now.
You are on medication?
I take Avalai, which is a diuretic.
Sure.
I take Clondine. And I take 100 milligrams of, it's a new prescription I just got. I'll tell you the name in a second.
That's okay.
It's called Atenolol.
Atenolol, right.
Yes.
So what is your concern? Or what is your question?
My concern is I'm 125 pounds. I eat well.
Mm-hmm.
I eat low sodium. I don't smoke. I'm not a heavy drinker. I have a glass of wine on occasion.
Sure, sure.
Still, my pressure is up. I mean, I took my medication today, and I just took my pressure about half an hour ago. It's 163.98. I had 2 weeks ago an episode that it went to 235, 136. They did some low work. It's not my my cholesterol. So I don't know what else to do to regulate this. So.
Now, do you deal at all? Let me ask you a couple things. Because the body is comprised of three main areas, okay? There's three main areas that we have to look at all the time. One is the side. There's two is the structural side, and three is the chemical side. All three sides are part of the health triangle that we look at in natural medicine, and that looks at the whole person. And you really can't get someone well unless you look at the entire picture. So that's really important to understand. Now, the mental side plays a huge role, even with high blood pressure. So, I know you're saying you drink a glass of wine and these sorts of things, but do you, in your history, have you ever been one to suffer with either depression or anxiety at all?
I don't believe so. I mean, by nature, very happy.
Okay. But do you tend to worry?
I'm sorry?
Do you tend to be a person that worries?
Yeah, I worry.
Okay. Okay. See, now we're getting down to it. So when, okay, it's one thing to be happy. That's great. Okay. But it's another thing to be, you know, to have things on you that things that weigh on you. You're overly concerned, you know, you're worrying about things that you can't control.
I'm doing that. Yes.
Okay. You are doing that. Okay. See, that increases anxiety. And once you increase anxiety, anxiety increases blood pressure. However, you don't know it. You don't really know what's happening. So you can tell me all day long, hey, Dr. Asa, you know, I'm a happy person, feel good. I don't know why my blood pressure's up. Well, I want you to look back, and I'm sure you weren't thinking about nothing at that moment, and life was just great, and nobody, you may have got off a conversation with a friend or a family member might be going through something that you might be concerned about. And see, that drives up blood pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
See what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, my concern is, like, my father died at 63. 1973, high blood pressure. My mother had it. I'm one of five siblings. I have five siblings right now, or four siblings, and we all on medication. So it's also a pattern with a family history with it.
It is, no doubt.
So,
let me give you some answers.
You know.
I thought
there was something else I could do, and I just don't want to take any more medication. So every time I go to the doctor with it, it's, well, take another pill. And, you know, I don't like taking medication much. I do take it because I have to, but I'm not a pill popper. So it concerns me how much stuff are they giving me that eventually I'm so tired of it, and that would hurt me in the future.
Well, there's several things. The things that they're giving you, the Atenolol and things like that, they're all beneficial. And there's a reason, a rhyme and reason for why they're doing that. And for short term, they're great for managing blood pressure, for keeping you healthy. Because if your blood pressure just went through the roof and you didn't take anything to manage it, you know, it would be not a great thing. So the medications are helping you. So that's a good thing. But you don't want to be taking them forever. That's kind of our goal here. So let's look at an overall plan of what we can do to manage blood pressure and get it where it needs to be. There are several things from more of the natural side of things that we need to look at. The things you're putting inside your body, meaning the foods that you're eating every single day, that's going to play a big role. So you want to make sure that you're off two things that can drive up blood pressure. One is cow's milk, dairy. These are the top two foods, cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products. Both of those increase food allergies in the body, and they can drive up blood pressure tremendously. So those are a couple of things you want to eliminate. So just completely take that out of your diet, not forever, but for about 8 weeks. About 8 weeks. And then the other thing, too, there's a couple of amino acids that are very beneficial in driving down blood pressure. There is one called L-arginine and L-citrulline. Both of those are very beneficial in lowering blood pressure. You want to get involved with that, those two. And then also potassium iodide, base of the diuretic that you're taking. It can help the body eliminate fluid and eliminate pressure. Then also NADH. NADH is an activated version of vitamin B3.
Okay.
And both of those are very, very beneficial. Vitamin B3 has been shown study after study to tremendously help with blood pressure. So get started with that. That's a good protocol for you. Then also exercise plays a big, big role. And jumping on a mini trampoline, we found, is one of the best exercises for lowering blood pressure. So that's one thing that I would encourage you to do, is just get one. You can pick it up at any sporting goods store and get started about 5 minutes a day and go up to about 20 minutes a day. You'll see great results not only with your blood pressure, but also with helping eliminate toxins within the body. So get started with that. Just know that you don't have to be like grandma and grandpa and mom and dad, that you don't have to be your genetics. You can make a difference in your overall health. You just have to lay things out for yourself and get started with a regimen or a plan that you can follow, and you'll see the results. Just give the body back what it needs and let the body do the work. Thanks for the call, Rebecca. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. This is On Call. Let's go to Hope. Hi, Hope. Love that name. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
I know what I might be able to do to improve my condition. I seem to have chronic halitosis and possibly body odors. And, I think possibly from candida or something called trimethylaminuria, TMAU.
Yes.
And I'm underweight. I weigh about between 88 and 95 pounds. I'm about 5'2". And I'm eating some raw foods, some fermented foods, and avoiding quite a bit of food because of this. But if it's TMAU, I understand that it's choline, not being able to break down choline, that causes that. And it seems like choline is in so many products that I'm not sure what to do. I also seem to have a lot of mucus.
Well, there's a couple things that we'll talk about, especially let's hold on that thought about the mucus. That's going to be a big key in what I'm going to ask you in just a moment, especially when dealing with halitosis and body odor. So hang tight. We'll get into that when we come out of this commercial break. All right. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay.
Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. You go to oncallradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, we're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. It's all about thriving. It's all about going to the next level. But you have to know what to do. And it comes down to making better lifestyle choices. That's what you have to do. You have to begin to focus on eating better, exercising more, eating the right kind of foods, understanding your metabolism and knowing what really needs to happen. Now, we'll tell you this. Of course, my first rule of thumb, hands down, if you want good health, you know, a lot of people get hung up on certain things. And if you really look at it, it's funny because you talk to people and they've kind of got their little niches, I call it. So some people are huge into exercise. So they work out 7 days a week, 3 hours a day. They run like a crazy maniac for 20 miles. And they just love it. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's kind of cool. They love it. But then they eat whatever they want. So it's kind of like, well, I exercise all I want to, and I run 3 miles, you know, 5 miles a day, but I also eat chocolate cake every day because I love my chocolate cake, and I love my Fruit Loops, and I love my sodas, and I love my French fries, and I love my pizza, and I eat it every day. I can eat whatever I want because I exercise 2 hours a day. Now, you would say, well, okay, well, they can maintain their shape, and they can maintain their weight, so that's okay, right? Well, not really, because if you're looking for health, what's that really doing for you? I mean, at the end of the day, the quality of the cells that we produce every single day is what you're going after. So, again, we want to look younger, we want to feel better, and we want to live longer. These are the three keys. So if you ask any person, what does it mean to be in shape, you might get a different answer. In shape to somebody might be a set of abs, you know, or a washboard stomach. Being in shape might be fitting into a dress, and it might just be being a size 2. And for a guy, it might be having bigger biceps. So you have to really get down and define what it really means to be in shape and what it really means to hit your goals when it comes down to having the kind of body that you want. And the health that we're looking for, I think that all of us really want, if you really cut to the chase, is we want to be healthy, we want to live younger, feel better, we want to live longer. That's the bottom line. It doesn't really go much further than that. And then when everybody freaks out is when your doctor, well, first of all, when you get an ache or a pain, or you start getting lightheaded, or you start getting some weird symptom, or you feel fine and your blood test brings back something that is kind of shocking at the doctor. And that's when the alarm goes off. So on the preventative side, if we can begin to focus on the fact that 80% of the body breaks down before you ever get your first symptom. Now, when I heard that in medical school, it really took me back. Because it was, I think, it was around my second year of med school, and I'll never forget, I was sitting in physiology, and which is a cool class, by the way. And all the different doctors out there, the different professions, I can tell you this, everybody gets a good base of physiology, but medical doctors get an incredible baseline of physiology, probably one of the best. And when he said that common sense, it really took me back so much that I even raised my hand and I asked the physician, I said, can you
repeat that again? And can you kind of go over that again? He said, oh, we've known that for, you know, hundreds of years or whatever it was, 100 years in our profession, that 80% of the body breaks down before we ever even know it. And so I'm thinking, okay, our entire system is built on that. And, of course, me being more of a lifestyle guy and more of a preventative guy, I really get down to the nuts and bolts of why. That's my whole thing is why. Why does the body break down? You know, what are we doing that's causing that? What can we do to change that? But the challenge with it is that if 80% breaks down before you get your first symptom, that means that when your heart starts fluttering or when you get that pain in your side or when your joint starts to hurt, it means that it was breaking down for years and years and years, not just last week. And that means that the choices that you've been doing, whether it's been stress, not exercising, eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time, and getting to a place where your body finally just is starting to say, hey, there's something going on over here. That's where the challenge really comes. Because at that point, you're sitting back going, okay, now you have to take some kind of medication to come in and save the day, right? Or you can jump on and say, I'm going to really radically change my life, period. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to, and whatever it is, I mean, certain aspects of it, it's about quality of cells. And then you've got people in the different categories that look for health, and they will eat. I mean, it's organic everything, nuts and seeds, and it's unbelievable. They will eat perfect. I mean, it's just nothing is off board, but they won't exercise. And then you've got the other ones. I mean, then you've got others that, you know, kind of in the middle. Then you've got ones that don't do anything. And so if you're looking for your goals to be hit with your health, and if you're wanting to get your body in shape and you want to get your health in shape, it's about balance. It's about eating well about 90% of the time. It's about exercising consistently, at least about 5 days a week is what I like. 5 days a week. If you want to go six, that's cool. Maybe throw a day of yoga in there. But getting into a good routine and being balanced is how you're going to win. And no matter what your health challenge is, I really believe that the first step for anyone is getting your weight down to what's called your set point. Your set point is where your body wants to be. So look at yourself when you were, say, in college, and maybe college years, 21, 22. It's called your set point. You're thinking, oh, I haven't seen that weight in years, or I've had four kids, I'll never be there again. No, your body is designed to be at a certain point, and you get to that set point, your body wants to get back to that. It's the equilibrium. It's the balancing point. That's where real health is found, is getting back to that point. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, this is the show that helps you live better, take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Teach somebody something you learned and empower their health.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.